Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, where we celebrate the brilliance of women in business. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at business expos and numerous women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five ways to market your business in a rough economy. My guest today is a professor of marketing and public relations at both California Lutheran University and the University of Phoenix. She is also the founder of Market Finders, a full-service marketing consulting firm with a nationwide client base and entrepreneurs professionals, an organization dedicated to helping small business owners succeed. We are honored, extremely honored, to have on the phone today a woman who has more than 15 years of marketing management and consulting experience, Ms. Lynn Sarkany. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Hi, Spark Plug. It's good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Are you ready to talk about marketing your business in a rough economy?
I certainly am. I have a lot of good information to share today.
And we appreciate you being so willing to share with our listening audience, okay?
It's my pleasure.
So let's get right into it. How could a business continue to operate if its specific markets have dried up and disappeared?
Well, the first thing that businesses need to remember, Sparkplug, in this economy is that there are options. On a daily basis, I see so many businesses that feel like they are, quote-unquote, out of aces and that they don't have any other options. They just don't know strategically what to do with their business at this point because of the economy. And one of the biggest thing is your mindset going into it and realizing that you do have options and that you want to explore those options. And in exploring those options, we really want to take what I call a problem-solving approach with your product or service. And what that really means is in any type of a buying situation, in any type of a business situation, you have a client that has a problem. They are looking to get from a present state to a desired state with their product or service. And they need to find someone who is going to provide a product or service that is going to solve that problem for them. And so the minute that you get into that mindset, you get out of how am I going to sell my product or service, who's going to buy it. And once you are in that mindset, you can then go out there and look for new markets, look for new people, look for new businesses that will solve that you can solve their problem with your product or service with. And also, this gives you a chance to sort of step back a little bit and look to change and possibly redesign your product or service as necessary. Now, I don't want that to sound like a scary thing. It's really it is something that will become apparent to you as you go out and explore new markets from a problem-solving standpoint.
All right. Well, Lynn, what should a business do if its markets no longer have the ability to pay for their products or services?
That is becoming an increasing problem. It is a chicken and egg type of situation, and it is very necessary to follow the money with our clients, with our market and client bases, to make sure that we have paying clients and customers. There is nothing wrong with wanting or expecting that. A lot of people feel bad about saying, I've got to find people who can pay for my products or services, and I don't want to work with people who don't. We all want to be good stewards in business, but it is very important that we pay the rent, if you will, and put the roof over our heads and make payroll. And so if you do want to practice good stewardship, which we all should definitely think about doing, it's very important to at least have a mixed portfolio in your clientele of business where you do have clients that are able to pay for your services. And it is important to look for those customer markets that can pay by either looking into a new geographic area or to new market sectors. And the examples that I will use, I have a lot of clients that made a good living with their businesses working with businesses that were real estate related. Well, we all know where real estate has gone on a nationwide basis in this country, and so it has been important for them to look to other clients, again, using the problem-solving approach that I previously talked about, to look for, at, for example, what we had talked about, life after real estate. It's important for you to take a look and say, if a market solved their problem with your product or service, what other markets could solve their problems with your products or services, and how might they do that? Okay. Also, another place where you can look is to look to a new geographic area. If a market has shrunk, for example, I am originally from Detroit, and I was just reading about marketing statistics and population statistics. We have many people moving out of Michigan, and so those markets in Michigan have in fact shrunk. It's important if you are doing business in that area to keep your Michigan markets going, for example, and then broaden your geographic basis so as that you are including enough population and you are including enough, either if you are a consumer business, enough consumers or enough businesses in an area that it can properly support your business and you can find, in fact, people that can pay for your products or services.
Well, Lynn, what is the best thing to do as a business owner if your customers have gone to an offshore supplier?
Well, plain and simple, what you have to look at, I see a lot of businesses that are in fact wasting a lot of precious time in their business growth by sitting around and moping and waiting for that offshore supplier to come back. It's very similar, unfortunately, to many people who have been laid off from their jobs in corporate America, and rather than necessarily going out proactively, starting their own business, they are sort of sitting around moping, waiting to be brought back on by that company that laid them off. Plain and simple, if your customers have gone offshore, you've got to be proactive and you've got to look for new customers. And again, in looking for new customers, we still have plenty of business in this country. It's just a matter of scratching below the surface and looking and finding out where that business is. And so it's a matter of looking for those new markets, not feeling like you are trapped, being open to those new markets and serving those new markets, and looking at different markets. And again, as I had said earlier, this may involve redesigning how you deliver your product, how you deliver your service, what the attributes of your product or service might be. And that basically comes to you as an epiphany, if you will, when you go out there and you start talking to other people, when you go out there and you start seeing what other business opportunities are out there. It's not a matter of over-processing and over-analyzing your situation. It's a matter of going out there, networking, connecting with people, pulling people in around you to secure your business. I am really of the belief that we need to be each other's safety net in business, and that if you look at the business community that surrounds you as a safety net, that safety net will protect you and help you to grow your business in a confident manner. and to see that you do in fact have options and new opportunities will come your way as a result that will allow you to replace that offshore business loss.
Well, then we only have a few minutes left, so let's change gears
here.
How does a business owner make sure that their organization is offering the most up-to-date, cutting-edge products and services?
I'm glad you asked me that question because, in my opinion, there is absolutely no excuse to not be at the top of your game excuse me, when it comes to your business and the products or services that you offer. It's important for you to be up on your industry and be up on your competition and not be afraid to use your own ingenuity. In business, especially in this day and age, we get a lot of people who are afraid to take risks and they are afraid that they are going to be wrong or fail on something. If you have an idea on how to do something better, faster, more economically, don't be afraid to try it. Basically, get out there, get your strategy going to roll something out and get that going and adjust it as necessary. And don't be afraid to fail. You will never fail completely. It will be a matter of learning and being able to constructively move on from a what we might call a failure to go on and have better business success and better business development.
Well, Lynn, tell our listeners very briefly, how can a business owner cast the biggest net possible to find new customers and clients?
It's very important to go back to the problem-solving approach that I had talked about and take a look at your customers and what problems they need to have solved for either their personal needs as a consumer or their business needs as a business. And from there, it's important to look at how your customers actually use your products or services and look at possibilities of how they might be able to use them in other ways. I will use the example of Jell-O. Jell-O is not just used as that all popular dessert. It's also used in food packaging. It's also used in gummy worms. So there are several uses for a lot of products or services, and it's important to look at and analyze what that might be so as that you can broaden your base that way. And to take a look also again at your geographical footprint. And here it's very important to say to not be afraid to go global with your business if at all possible. There are many corners of our planet that have good business that would be waiting for you there, and it is important for you to take a look at those business opportunities because they certainly can be a benefit in growing your business.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Listeners can connect with me in two different ways. I have a marketing consulting practice based in Thousand Oaks, California, but we do business all over the country, all over the world, in fact. They can reach us at www.marketfinders.net. That is marketfinders.net. And I also want to say a quick word about the new business organization that I have put together for small and medium-sized businesses to network, connect, and become more savvy business owners. As a college professor, I have also developed a business development curriculum that this group is working with, and a lot of business is happening, and businesses are getting benefit out of it, and I am looking to grow this organization on a national basis. And again, it is called Entrepreneurs Professionals, and you can reach us and look at our website at www.entrepreneursprofessionals.com, or you can call us toll-free. Our phone number toll-free is 888-653-7810. Again, that is 888-653-7810. And the direct line also for my marketing consulting practice is area code 805 805-777-7479. Again, that is 805-777-7479.
Well, Ms. Lynn Zerkany, founder of Market Finders and Entrepreneurs Professionals, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
You're welcome. It was very good. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to the women who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Please join us in supporting a woman business owner today, because I believe that when women succeed, the nation prospers. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.